Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Hey, you guys want to go see Post Malone with Jelly Roll?
Yes!
At Hard Rock Stadium.
Can we get
on
some
June
tickets
8th?
I want tickets.
I know, me too.
Well, you guys could do this. You could text ROCKSTAR to 20357.
Whoa!
Text ROCKSTAR, 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 to 20357, and you guys can be entered to win. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. And it's a Live Nation show, so you can do that. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we can't.
Are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose more 500 new Kia miles in inventory of the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers lose game one against the Maple Leafs, 5-4. Toronto, still furious. Sam Bennett hit on Anthony Stolarz, who left yesterday, vomiting, went to the hospital. He's now out of the hospital, thankfully. Our boy Stoli, champion. Sam Bennett is speaking to the media. A lot of ire last night from the Panthers because the Panthers didn't let him speak to the media. I mean, Leroy, what a bastard. He spoke a mere 13 hours later.
Right.
I can't believe. By the way, it was said that that's a common practice when there's a controversial hit because they don't want anybody. When it goes to review, no self-incriminating. It's not an uncommon thing when there's
not things, to say anything,
not to say
until
anything that night.
Right.
Sam Bennett speaking to the media. This is from Katie Engelson, of course, Scripps Sports Panthers sideline, sideline. This is still a sideline reporter, right?
Yeah.
Side ice. She does a great job. She's on the broadcast.
Yes.
Sam Bennett on his hit on Anthony Stolarz. Quote, I heard that he went to the hospital last night and he's a good friend of mine. I reached out to him. He responded. Never want to see an injury like that. From my viewpoint, I'm just taking the puck to the net. I didn't even know that we made contact until after. Sam Bennett also said on his style of play, I think just over the years, I've evolved the player I am. I play the game hard, and I think it needs to be played hard in the playoffs. That's what it takes to win, and that's where it comes from. Paul Maurice, more from Katie Engelson. Quote, most of this for me is tempered by the fact that Stoli is one of our guys. We love that guy. If I had thought Sam had crossed the line or an edge, I probably would be more careful both with my words a little bit. I just didn't think that happened. But I was pretty sure it was going to be like this morning. So the outrage continues from everybody with this. Paul Maurice also said from our boy Jameson Olive from his Twitter account, quote, I've seen every hit Sam Bennett has thrown since he was 12 years old this morning on TV.
Shit.
Mind you, everybody's talking NBA here in America. In on Canadian television right now, on First Take, they want him taken away in handcuffs.
Bah.
On Canadian First Take.
TSN?
TSN?
Mm. Oh,
look at this guy.
Hey. Criminal.
Criminal.
I'm seeing a trade proposal.
For?
Ooh.
Bleacher Report.
Oh.
Steph sent it to us. You ready? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Miami Heat get Ja Morant and Jae Huff. Memphis Grizzlies get Duncan Robinson, Kyle Anderson, Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez, 2025 first, a 2029 first, top four protected, and a 2031 first. And I would say to Memphis, kick the sharpest.
What? Wow. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not take anything. Let's not say things so rash.
Let me tell you why.
Well, don't say, just be careful.
Let me tell you why.
A lot of first round picks.
Please, right. There you go.
That is a lot of picks.
That is a long time to be giving up assets for a guy.
You get picks every other year.
Huh?
You get picks every other year.
You get
picks every other year.
You're all for it.
You get picks every other year.
You are all for it.
You get picks every other year. You do.
Dude.
Yeah, you know, we picked a couple people. That's fine.
Yeah, you picked a couple people.
Oh, come on.
You don't want to draft too good anyway. Otherwise, you can't pay everybody.
True.
You know?
Call that the Chris Greer.
Now, Jovic is the one that's going to... Honestly, it's not even the picks. Jovic is the one that hurts.
True.
I love him. It's my guy. I love Jovic.
Dude.
I'd throw in a fourth if they
could. But you get Ja. Okay.
You do get Ja.
Listen.
Young.
Do you guys understand, one, how many games he misses, and two, how much trouble he gets in?
Other places.
Yeah.
A new vibe might be good for
him. You think Astron is going to make that better?
I don't think ass is his vice. Guns, yes. I don't think. Zion, I worry about
Astron. Can I just tell you? I never got in trouble in Cleveland. I got in trouble in Miami.
And where do you live now?
Miami. Well, no, I live that away from Miami.
Close enough. You could see the fireworks from the stadium.
Yeah, that sucked. That sucked.
Louis says, I don't want Ja.
No. Dude, if I'm giving up all those assets, I need somebody more dependable.
Stunks.
If you're giving up that much, don't you think you should be able to rely on that guy more than that? That's all I'm saying. I'm not questioning how good he is. I'm not questioning how great he is. I'm not questioning any of that. The only thing I'm questioning is this. In the last few years, we've had questions about availability for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Except for Bam. I'm not including Bam in that. So why on earth would I give up a boatload of players, a boatload of draft picks for a guy who's, how reliable is he? How available is he? For whatever reason. He's had, in the last 2 or 3 years, he's missed a lot of time. That doesn't sound like something I'm ready for.
Dunks.
It don't matter because 2 years ago you were saying that about Duncan. So
what do you mean?
Dunks.
Duncan, I think, is done with us.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, we're kind of mean to him.
He didn't talk to the media.
Listen, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You can't treat somebody like crap and then wonder why the relationship is going south.
Agreed.
I mean, come on.
Spo put him in down 45. That was wrong.
Even before that.
That was wrong.
Like, they don't call it the Dunks 2-for-2 for nothing.
That's the Pella 2-for-2.
Now it's the Pella.
Passing the
torch. Somebody got to have the 2-for-2.
He's passing the torch. Man. Poor Bennett, man. I can't believe they're treating him like this.
Come on. It was a mistake.
It's
a mistake, baby.
Even Stolarz responded. Now had Stolarz not responded.
Did you hear that Sam Reinhardt really caused this? Because for slap shot.
Really?
It's really Reinhardt's fault.
Reinhardt's like,
and by the way, he was tripped at the end of the game. Reinhardt, they said on the broadcast, he adopted Stolarz's cat. You're not going to do that. You think if you... Do you know how much I have to like you to take care of your animal?
What?
They said on the broadcast that Sam... I think... who was it? Who's their broadcaster? I always forget her name. She does a good job. But the one who does it for ESPN. She said...
Oh, I can picture her face.
Stolarz, his cat, was fostered by Reinhardt when he went to Toronto. Emily Kaplan.
Kaplan. There it is.
She does a great job. She said he took care of his cat. You think you're going to try and take out somebody? What if I want to get rid of this cat?
Yeah,
like I said,
I'm not going to give CTE to somebody who I want to give their cat back to.
Can I just tell you?
Is he going to give the cat back?
When they're on the ice, nobody, and I say this with all respect, nobody ain't thinking about that damn cat.
He's a cat papa. Watch out.
Cat daddy.
Paul Maurice is a killer. He ordered the code red. Did you order the code? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. That was like that part of the movie.
That's an old movie, too.
Crazy, man. So no Ja.
No.
What if it was two first-round picks?
No.
No first-round picks?
If I'm giving up Jovic, right, that's a first-round pick.
Jovic and a 20 for this year.
I would really not. How? What does the draft look like this year?
It's a draft, dude. Just answer the question. If you got to give up a first-round pick.
Cooper Flagg and friends.
No, not Cooper Flagg. You got to give up. Let's make it. 20 was where they picked Precious Achiuwa, but Tyrese Maxey went the next pick. Like, I don't know who's going to get picked at 20. I'm saying you got to give away Jovic.
I want this
Jaime
year.
Jaquez, I'll give, and the 20.
Can I give them next year's and keep this one?
You could, but next year's, like, you'd probably have to put protections on it. That's always annoying. You know where your pick is this year. It's 20. Give it up.
I'd rather do it next year.
Why?
Because I want this team can get extremely younger, a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
And
but to your end, if you're worried about Ja's health, who knows? I mean, I don't know if they would want an unprotected pick or they want a protected pick. But if it goes, and let's say Ja did get hurt, and then your pick could be, you know, good next year. 20th pick, it's an okay pick.
So I would put in a condition if Ja plays 65 games?
You can't. It's not the NFL. They don't do that, dude.
Okay. Then
they don't do
that's
that.
That's why I'm
like,
not.
What are you going to lemon
I
long?
Give up a draft pick next year. No, I was going to say if he plays 65 games, qualifies for all the postseason awards, then you get this year's pick. If not, it goes to next year.
I don't think
year.
They do that.
Okay.
It's either usually lottery protected, top five protected, top 10 protected.
Okay.
But the thing with protections is if it gets it, then it has to kick to another year. And that can lock up other trades because then you can't. Like they have this issue with the Hornets, with their Hornets trade because they're going to go first round perfect of year.
Still hurts to say.
By the way, did you guys see that Zion? You see that Giannis news?
Oh?
What?
Mm?
Tell you about it when we come back.
Oh, damn it, dude. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Didn't mean to make it look all dramatic there on the YouTube and Twitch feed, but you guys can check us out there. Miami 560 WQAM. We had David Dwork on earlier talking about Panthers losing game one of their series against the Maple Leafs. Really uncharacteristic, sluggish start for the Cats.
Yep.
Speaking of uncharacteristic, although it's kind of been the characteristic this year, another tough one for Sandy yesterday. Really strange. This guy is just getting pelted this year. Shohei Ohtani. I mean, Jesus.
Say it was the hardest hit ball.
Yeah. Mm. From him this year, yeah.
In at 99, out at 110.
I think that Shohei guy, he's going to be good.
Do you think so? He likes that park. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. He likes him some Lone Depot. Yeah. He went deep yesterday, as did Freddie Freeman. The Marlins lose 7-4. Made a little valiant effort at the end. They had a tying run at the plate.
Which is amazing to me that ballpark's hard to hit home runs in.
Mm-hmm.
And
not for Shohei.
Yeah.
Not for Ohtani. Sandman drops to 2-4 on the season. He goes five innings yesterday, but his ERA goes up yet again to 8.42.
Jeez.
I don't know, man. And Tommy Hunt was saying this on the broadcast yesterday and agreed. Like, there was at bats, he just looked filthy. Like, he was just nasty strikeouts. But obviously, like, you know, you're talking about the best of the best there with that lineup. And that lineup is sick.
Yeah, that's not fair, though. Didn't we just play the Dodgers?
We did just play. Well, that's how it works sometimes, man. We do need some slump busters, though. We've had a bit of a gauntlet we've been going through lately.
I mean, I'm going to say this.
The Dodgers are tough.
Can a slump buster call somebody else a slump buster?
Well, the Marlins were off to a decent start. It's just been hard times, baby. This is a tough run.
But
it's kind of like a Sun Belt team having to take on three SECs in a row.
Yeah.
Give us a break.
Come on, a little break.
Oh, we got the White Sox coming up. That's more our speed.
Yeah.
I mean, even Vanderbilt beat Alabama.
That was true. We got a South Side North Side coming up after this.
Oh.
Got White Sox and Cubbies.
Oh.
And by the way,
is that bad as Yankees and Mets?
I'm not the right person to ask about that. I don't think so. But the White Sox have been really bad. Really bad.
They haven't won since Ozzie Guillen, right?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Rays, by the way, if you guys want to go to Marlins and Rays for Barbie night.
Oh.
Got a Barbie jersey giveaway.
Ooh, Barbie jersey?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, you didn't have Barbies. Like, all of your Barbies had their hair painted black.
If they just said Ken, I would have looked at all the dudes. What do you want me to say? Barbie, you're the only female on the show.
JFig definitely, like, painted a black streak in the Barbie's hair.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. No, she didn't do Barbie.
I always wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do Barbie as a kid?
Mainly when my cousins would come over.
Mm. Oh, because you
didn't want... The ones who were too peppy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always like the outsider cousin.
I can see that.
The outsider cousin, yeah. They go, are we going over to Jennifer's house? Mommy, she's weird.
Not that I was weird. I just, like, I saw the girls less than I saw all the boys.
She ripped the heads off my dolls.
Oh, God.
I didn't do that.
And strangely took out my plushy parrot.
You know, I don't like teddy bears or anything.
I can see that, too.
I don't like that stuff.
You should tuck my teddy bears in. Make sure they weren't cold in it.
I don't like that. You're so weird.
Why don't you tuck your ankle in?
Into a boot. Anyway, if you guys want to go to Marlins and Rays on May 16th.
We got to plan a game.
Got a 4-pack of tickets to give away to that before the end of today's program. We'll get to that. We will get to that. So Giannis, huh?
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
Hold on, though, here, Frog Boy. All right, hold on.
I'm holding my horses as tight as I can.
Hold on to your boot.
All right. Okay. This is according to Howard Beck from The Ringer. That's Bill Simmons.
Ringer.
He was on the Zach.
Is that like punting, but for The Ringer?
Yeah. He was on the Zach Lowe show.
Oh.
All right.
Zach Lowe, he has that weird look. Like just smug, right? Like,
really? Smug?
Yeah. Like, smug. I know everything.
Who else has that look?
Huh?
Anybody else have that look?
There's a couple of guys that do it. Like, they just, like, you listen to it. Like, the one thing I would say about basketball, like, Perk only goes at it as the most definitive. Everybody else kind of, my thinking or, you know, and I can respect that. Perk is like, it is what it is. This is what it is. Standing on business, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes he's wrong.
But Zach Lowe is just, you just see him as hoity-toity.
Yeah, like the
highbrow like, basketball.
It's weird because there's certain sports that are just simple, right? And there's certain sports, like basketball is really complicated because all the situations that'll get players out of it, away from a team, sometimes have nothing to do with their ability and more to do with their situation. For example, they were going to have to give Luka $400 million or $350 million.
Yep.
Right? I can understand why they would say, I'm not down with that. Right? No matter how good he is. It may not be the smartest move, but they made that decision.
It wasn't the smartest move.
Right. Now you have a situation like Giannis. You really want him, but then it gets to a point where you don't want to let him go for nothing. And now we're here.
Howard Beck said, does Giannis ask out? If he does he have a list? I poked around a little bit a few days ago, and the initial thing I got from one person was like some rumblings that it's already just the big cities. One of the LA teams, one of the New York teams, or maybe Miami.
Is Miami, because Miami's not considered a big city, though.
Not a big market, but a glamour market.
Okay, got you. Because I was like,
I think I threw Chicago in there. Can't remember if Houston came up. It should. The first thing was like, where does Giannis want to go? Do they honor that? Because, again, back to the Damian Lillard thing, you're not obligated to honor it. But the Damian Lillard thing is a bit of a weird one. Look, I'm telling you, the Miami Heat, asset-wise, they can't compete with Houston. Houston's got a lot of young guys they'd probably be willing to part with. They're obviously more in a win-now mode. The Heat getting Giannis, like, it feels like it's impossible to get him if you don't throw either Bam or Tyler in the mix for getting Giannis. But yes, there does have to be a little bit of a shovesky from Giannis being like, hey, Bucks, this is where I want to go. And do they honor that? I don't know. Does Giannis even want to leave? Do they have to force him out? I don't know. They really can't do anything. Here's what they got coming up. They got no picks. Okay? And Damian Lillard's blown his Achilles, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck.
Very stuck.
But maybe Giannis wants to be stuck. I don't know. Maybe he just looks and he says, Kuzma, it's you and me, baby.
The team now with anybody who wants to get one of these stars, the team that I would be most afraid of is Houston. Because they have a lot of young talent.
They got picks.
Mm-hmm. And what they have to offer looks more desirable.
Agreed.
Than any of the other teams.
It would have to be Giannis being like, I don't want to live in Texas, dude.
Because they're and it's one of these teams that haven't invested a lot of picks and assets into getting that premier player.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all that. When you look at all the other teams, you look at Milwaukee, you look at the Lakers, you look at the Heat. They've already invested a lot of assets into getting picks and bringing players in.
Schmeathan says, okay, sees the scariest team because they have a billion picks. True. I think it's just imagine, like, nobody wants to force their way to OKC, right? Like, that's one of those things.
When he said big city.
It's like, do they honor that? That's the other thing.
OKC's not small.
It's not, but it's like Milwaukee's. I think what people are looking at with this with Giannis, and Giannis has kind of said, like, remember, like, he made the jokey jokes about all the Euros going to the big cities. Does Mrs. Giannis want? She's gonna be like, we're forcing our way out, and you want to go to Oklahoma City?
Houston,
I know they're a great
Houston's
team.
Houston's very big,
but if he's like, but baby, I want the rings.
Houston
like,
is big.
And, yeah, Houston's big.
And wait.
What?
Give me that Giannis again,
yeah. Baby. I want the rings. Yeah. Too much?
No, because why does he sound like Jovic?
Yeah. They all sound like that.
Yes, they do.
Oh, whoa.
They do.
No, they don't all sound alike.
You heard him scolding his father?
Minus one.
He's from Greece.
Dude, my Giannis is not that far off.
Dude.
I'll take my minus one. But it's not that far off.
Minus
I'll keep it to Jovic, though.
Says you.
Listen, you're uncomfortable.
I'll
keep it to
you. You can't assess your accent of another country.
I do all the time.
I just asked Bud the exact same question, but I'm curious for you. Do you view this season as a failure?
Okay, because I'm not that up. You asked me the same question last year, Eddie.
You asked me the
but
same
you know what? I'll stick to intangibles. Year. I'll stick to intangible accents.
Now repeat what he said.
It's not even that.
What?
Okay. You didn't sound like him. Go.
Do you get the promotion every year?
Do you get the promotion every year?
Yeah. Listen. I think you're trying to get back because of the whole tree thing.
Both of y'all stop. You get a boot and you stop using the same voice for 27 nations.
Trevor says, people forget Tobin did trade Spo to Portland. I don't think people do forget. You guys seem to bring it up every time.
We have to remind you, so maybe you'll back down a little bit.
What do you mean back down? What did I do?
How many people did you send to the Yotes this year? In different sports.
He just said hi me the other day.
He said hi me. He's not even playing basketball.
You know what? Just do me a favor. You have a season like that. Skip the racing. And if you're going to go racing, no Instagram.
See what I'm saying?
That's exactly what that's for, though.
No, not after that season. Not after that season. Even Tyler knows. Like, he came out for one thing, and he goes, I just want to make a statement before I go off to my summer. I didn't say I need Jimmy Butler. All right, I'll see y'all later. Jaime's like, racing.
Yes.
Look, enjoy your offseason.
But you know the Euros like that.
He's from California.
And Mexican.
Mexican. They love racing.
That's not European.
But they love racing, though.
Also not European, though.
I don't know, Leroy. You're on a roll.
North
today.
America.
So the Euros.
Sorry. Okay, fine.
That's
a way to turn the tide, dear. Oh, Giannis. You see how quick you got that stink off of him? And thank you for helping. You're supposed to be, we're supposed to be kindred spirits, and you've been trash man every turn.
Life.
I didn't know how.
And you call me a videographer in a very weird way.
Wow. It's a new low.
How about that?
Listen, until you get a boot, you're out of all discussions.
Third.
JIP says, no minus one. That was a good impression.
Oh.
Thank you. I'm not going to do it again, though. Leroy terrified me. I'm just going to keep it to intangible Euros.
No, wait. It doesn't matter.
That's safe.
Like, I'm...
It matters a little. It does not matter.
Okay. Listen.
That's not him.
See, he's Greek.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way you could say he's not an intangible is if you look at his skin and say he's black. I don't do that. I'd say he's European. So, to me, the color of his skin doesn't matter.
I would never say this is intangibles.
Really?
Never.
Why?
You know why.
Are you still scared?
He's like... Dude, can I just tell you? There's certain points in our day where Tobin feels god-awful uncomfortable. And he doesn't want to, he just wants to stop and go to break and reset because he's...
You know why. You know why, though. First of all, his style of play is not intangibles. Also, nope. He's not intangibles.
There you go. Style of play. That's good.
I mean, style of play, a lot of hustle.
You can't be the freak.
Yeah,
and you're intangibles.
Yeah, it's true.
Doesn't
can't be
work.
Both. Can't
okay.
be both.
All right. Okay. All right,
that's just not how it works.
Can't be both.
Days off. They don't call him a freak because they're intangible.
Exactly. It doesn't
go back to Jaime.
Compute. Oh, Jaime.
No. Racing.
You know what? Mike says Mexicans do have European ancestry.
All right, dude. When I read your message this weekend about him at the race, I was like, huh, Jaime, fan of the horses, huh?
I'm just like, look, again, enjoy your off season, no problem. But, you know, would I post on Instagram after that season?
What?
I'd give it a month.
I'd give it a month. You do realize he had the bubble guts for half the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think he had bubble guts at the race?
No, I bet he was perfectly healthy all of a sudden.
I loved how that was the thing where Spo was actually like, it was actually four stomach. I'm like, all right, dude, way to keep that trade value, Spo. Yeah,
really good.
Never seen anything like this.
This guy gets sick easily.
Trust me. He is the best basketball player. You guys should want him. Oh, yeah. Just some bubble guts this year, dude. Yeah. He started his engines all right.
Definitely, Trevor. What? Told me the same guy in LA radio and yelling at Luka getting in.
I'm not yelling at him. He can do what he wants.
It's off season.
It is off season, but it's like right into the off season. Mm. I haven't seen anybody else at the race.
Jordo, absolutely not.
Unless you want to be Davion Mitchell. You know what Davion Mitchell posted yesterday?
Oh, what'd he post?
Himself in the lab.
The lab.
In the lab,
come
dude.
Come on.
You could post that.
Come on.
That's smart. You want to post yourself in the lab?
You know fine. Why? Hmm. He's in a different place than a lot of basketball players.
Hmm?
Although, I will say this. Of all the guys that I feel like the Heat need to keep, he's number one on the
and
list.
And what's he spending his offseason doing? Is he at the racy races? Vroom, vroom? No.
No. I mean, he don't hooping. Like... How you? What if he don't like races?
They're probably like, Jaime. They're probably like, Davion. Don't you want to go do something?
Wait.
He goes, this is what
if he don't like the races?
Maybe he doesn't like
it. It took
maybe
me a long time to warm up to it.
Yeah, he doesn't like the races. You know what he likes? What? He likes hoops.
You know when I did... You know when I did... The first time I did the races, I think they had... Was it IndyCar in Cleveland years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I went and watched that. Now, I will say this. You can't realize how different the cars are.
Sure.
Just go pull up an Indy car and then look at the fat tires of F1.
Look, some people are about that life. Davion Mitchell's about that hoop life. That's why he carries a basketball everywhere.
Not about the race life either, but I watch.
But maybe. Oh, maybe he didn't want to get caught in the storm.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe you want to know something? Maybe he's just committed and he's like, you want to know something? I like this. I'm ashamed. He's the only one who played with guts the entire way through. He was ashamed, and you know what he wants to do about it? He wants to get in the lab. He didn't want to go see racy cars. And like, you know, look, nothing wrong with being a professional athlete and enjoying your life. Nothing wrong with it.
Really? Are you
the
sure?
The season's been over for a week.
Yeah. And you want to know something? Live your life. Don't post it.
It's
right
not
now.
His fault that the right race now. Was during this time.
When you get DNPs left and right, You know what?
It's DNPs during the season. So I can understand if he was at the races during the season.
Here's the thing.
So what is the proper amount of time where you can go to that stuff? You got to give me an answer.
I'll tell you right now. For every DNP is a DNP in the offseason. That DNP stands for do not post. So for all his DNPs.
How many games did he play?
I don't know. Let me see.
Because we're going to put this into reality. While you're trying to tell jokey jokes.
I'm not telling jokey jokes.
I'm going to tell you what you believe.
Mm. That's all. How many DNPs did he get this year? I'm going to count. So let me take a break. Let me count it up.
Okay.
And we'll come up with the proper amount.
But okay.
For every DNP, and I'm not counting garbage minutes either. So it needs to be a proper amount of playing time.
All right.
So for every one of those, needs to be a day of no Instagram. Unless you're in the lab. You can post yourself in the lab.
Yeah, that's good.
So how do you know he's not working out?
You post don't. It. Then post it.
Oh, so you want him to post that?
For every racing, for every racetrack?
Can I ask you a question?
I need some threes.
Yep.
Him posting himself in the gym does what? Make you feel better?
It does, actually. Yes, it would.
For sure.
Yep.
And you want to feel good right now?
I would like to feel better. You want to know why?
Why?
Because my team just lost by 55 points!
Not good.
A record, Leroy! Do you know how embarrassing that is?
Doesn't matter if you lose by 1 or 50.
Here we go. Here we go, Speed Racer. I'm of him, Jaime on wheels. Vroom, 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 vroom. And I can't hit three-pointers.
No, he's too tall to drive. Those cockpits are small.
What were those?
What cockpits. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Not like that.
Cockpits.
We're too careful. Let's be careful with this one.
Okay.
Help you. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers, they lose last night. They're back at it tomorrow. All of Toronto wants Sam Bennett in jail. He's denied any wrongdoing today. He's a good boy.
Well,
he does good work.
He has a reputation.
He's a bit of a hockey Tasmanian devil.
Bit of a reputation.
A bit of a reputation, but he's a good boy. I mean, he does good work.
He does.
Benny's buddies.
Cannot deny that. And it's very unbecoming of you, Toronto, to go after the defenseless puppies. But what can I expect from you?
Yeah, ridiculous. You ready to get in the mixed bag here, Froggius?
I'm ready to mix it on up, dude.
What do you got today in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, sir, it was indeed a rough outing yesterday, but there are a couple other things that happen across the sports world, my friend. As you mentioned, the NBA playoffs continued yesterday. Continued this weekend too. We saw Jimmy Butler advance. But not sure if you saw yesterday's overtime matchup between the Celtics and the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy. Sorry, I'm trying to get this audio sound loaded for me.
We know.
We're not abusing you. We're not abusing you. Stop saying that.
Wait, what did he say?
What were you playing when I left?
What were we playing?
What were you playing?
I was just editing a clip for social media, baby. No problem.
Social media.
Okay.
I love the way I am the center of all your social media.
We are equal opportunities.
No, you're not. That is a lie.
It's totally fair.
That is a lie.
So what'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Mm. Mm.
I'm like Sam Bennett.
What were you clipping?
What did I do? Nothing.
Hmm.
Oh, no. Because then he looks up. Gives the look.
No, you stopped cold in your tracks.
Yeah, because you
left already. You're like,
why'd you turn the volume all the way up so I can hear it?
It's just a regular volume. No, he did that to me.
You know what you did.
I just so happened to be cutting the audio over of him messing up Jaden Daniels. And he was like, oh, we're just going to do this all day.
Yeah, evidently.
We got podcasts to put up.
She's complaining that I didn't save her. He's playing bits, and you're over here smirking playing bits. I have no chance today. It's only
Tuesday.
I'm not
playing bits. I'm recutting the show. I got to put it up on the podcast, babe. You
brought this upon yourself.
I did.
You did.
Wow.
So you got that stuff ready?
Yeah, but instead of making us sad with hearing about two teams that we hate in a series, let's laugh for a little bit since we get break soon. Greg Popovich took took reins yesterday in an epic fashion. Not sure if you guys saw this, but he pulled out all the stops. Says, I'm no longer a coach. I'm El Jefe.
Wow.
This is Senior Popovich with his El Jefe shirt.
I like that.
I like it.
You guys think this is going to be a new merch somewhere? You know, El Jefe shirts are going to be flying off the racks in San Antonio.
That's good merch. I mean, if they like cash.
I just think that that dude earned the right to do whatever he wants.
For sure.
He's been a staple of the NBA for a very long time. And he's one of the few people in the world where his old ornery antics have been laughed at and smiled upon when there's been others who everybody just said, enough.
I'm just glad he's not a...
Who's the coach for Jacksonville before he went to New York?
Coughlin?
Yeah.
Wow. Then he went back to Jacksonville.
Same vibe, right?
Curmudgeon. Jalen Ramsey.
Curmudgeon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least he's not dating a 24-year-old nightmare.
Not that we're with him. Not that we're...
Nightmare.
Dude, it's not a nightmare for him.
I don't know. He's hiring a PR person, so I'm not sure.
He's in a daydream right now.
Another thing that happened in the basketball world yesterday, Aaron Gordon, another game winner, like I mentioned earlier on in the show. The Nuggets take game one. Anyone nervous there, or was that just a lucky game one thing?
It was a bad... Here. It was the first time that I've ever seen a team foul up three. Right? With 12 seconds left, they fouled up three, take them to the free throw line, and they lose. So it was a weird thing because they did something that everybody says, you should foul them, you should foul them, don't give them a shot at the three, and they lost. So it's the first time I ever saw that.
Aaron Gordon on his game winner following yesterday's victory.
The man is... It's the right play. The right play is open, man. Russ makes the right play a lot of times. So I saw the paint was clogged, you know, so I thought that was going to be the best look that we were going to get.
I just saw the odds come out for Ben Simmons' team next season.
Okay.
Ben's on the Clippers?
Strange.
You got the Heat at plus 800 and the Guangdong Tigers at plus 900.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Are you laughing at the name or the fact that it's not even in the NBA?
Guangdong Tigers. Hilarious.
I'm really hoping the Tigers pick him up. I don't want him.
Is that unbelievable? That guy got a max extension, too.
Paul Maurice says yesterday, there were far more egregious collisions in that game, but we won't be talking about those. He's going to bat for his guy.
Look, there was a bit of a cheap shot on Barkov in the back yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I didn't hear that mentioned at all. Well, okay.
Of course not. Maple Leaf.
Crazy.
And now they get to play the revenge card the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is not the same as the Panthers pulling it with Barkov. Not the same.
And I know Dwork said that they have a solid young goalkeeper, but, you know, you can't lose your starting goalkeeper, especially, you know.
Young goalkeeper. He came in there and he was a sip.
If he was solid, they would have had they wouldn't have had Stolarz come in.
True. Also, three goals in the third period, I think.
Man, Nico Mikola, a little too rough, dude. You should have just kept it even.
Would you call him a polar bear?
Polar bear on skates. He is a polar bear on skates. You can't control Nico Mikola.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just eating. Just pawing salmon into his head.
Is that
by the way, I don't want to get into this for another month and a half, but yep. I had a conversation with my wife yesterday. 100 men versus a polar bear? That's easy, dude. We're totally taking that polar bear, right? They don't even have thumbs. The thing about the gorillas, they have thumbs.
Yeah, but they have claws.
What are you?
Claws.
Listen. Claws. Badass. Because you seem to think you could beat every creature.
Oh, but like, come on, polar bear? We make them into carpet.
Do you understand how big a polar bear is?
And they're very vicious.
Very tall.
Tall, for sure.
Very, yeah.
Tall. But they don't have, like,
aggressive?
Gorillas have thumbs, four thumbs.
That's Who's crazy. Stronger, a polar bear or a gorilla?
I think the one that gets
more. I would say polar bear.
What?
I would take a polar bear in a fight.
Between a gorilla and a polar bear?
Teeth, claws, bigger.
Yeah.
I take out a polar bear.
Thumbs, though, guys. Thumbs are really, say polar really
bear
good.
Too. Everybody says polar bear.
No way.
But.
That's just crazy.
Like, that grizzly. No.
It's going to swipe it one time. And the
gorilla. That gorilla, like, you know what that gorilla's saying? It's a gorilla. Get away from me, polar bear. You eat fish.
Yeah. And what is. I mean, a gorilla eats plants. Hmm.
Bamboo.
He's a plant eater?
Yeah.
Bamboo.
A herbivore? Herbivore?
Vegetarian, for sure.
Do gorillas.
Has to be. Polar bears are very aggressive. I completely understand that. But we have, like, polar bear rugs.
Gorillas primarily eat plants, making them herbivores. Marcos, their diets are leaves, stems, bark, fruits, and seeds.
Look at that. I don't know. I'll take 100 men over.
One punch from a gorilla could collapse a polar bear.
No
Ooh.
Shot. First of all, gorillas can't punch.
Pull it up. Who would win?
What do you mean they can't punch?
Google will tell you.
Gorillas can't punch?
Gorillas can totally punch.
What? They can lift like...
Dude, we saw gorillas fight. It was part of the thing that I was like, they can't punch.
Yeah, that's because there's two gorillas fighting. Did you see the Canelo fight? You think the gorillas say those Cubans can't do nothing? Hey. I could easily... Look at those two fight.
That Canelo fight. Boring.
Terrible.
Boring. Smeathan, I've had about enough of you for today. Enough. Mm. Leroy's dumbass thought gorillas were out there T-bone snakes.
You can come look, but listen. I said, who would win between a polar bear versus gorilla? AI overview. In a fight, a polar bear would likely win against a gorilla due to its larger size, strength, and potentially more lethal weaponry.
Wow, significantly strong.
While gorillas are known for their power and bite force, polar bears possess greater overall strength, size, defensive that make them more likely the victor.
Wow, it's 8 to 10 feet.
And the other thing, dude, it's a predator.
That is a predator.
It's a predator. A gorilla's not.
They also lack fear.
Who lacks fear? Oh, the polar bear.
The polar bear.
Okay. But 100 men, though, you're still taking the polar bear?
100%.
I'm more questionable because he has teeth.
Teeth.
And the claws.
Teeth and claws.
Yeah. So wait. Soon as the first three
yeah.
come at him, or the first 20.
He's going to disembowel
somebody. And he does that one sweep.
Yeah. He's going to kill more people for sure.
He'll basically do that thing that, what's his name, does in Avengers.
There's only one
when
man.
When he shoots the thing around and kills everybody.
Yeah, there's only one
Iron
man.
Right? Yeah. He says, I can
Just
only
swipe
do
away
one.
Everybody.
He swipe everybody. And then I'm going to say, once you, dude, I don't think you understand how the human works. Right?
Because you see that.
Once you see somebody get their arms and guts ripped out, you're not going in there. Then 100 becomes 12.
They are a significant threat to humans.
Yeah. They'll stalk a human.
According to you guys, all they need is a walking boot. They'll be fine.
Do not fear humans.
Mike L. It's called strategy. Yeah. Like, you can't have strategy against an animal?
Stop.
You give a Coca-Cola.
You can't game plan. There's no game plan against an animal.
Take a break. Back after this.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.